for the last few weeks, this week included, we've been putting the spotlight on collegiate athletics in the province of Alberta, focusing in on some ACAC and U Sports schools and what they have been able to accomplish this year, and obviously not getting the opportunity to finish all their years athletically. Want to focus in on some of the accomplishments. We've talked to SAIT, we've talked to MRU, and today we're going a little further south into Southwest Alberta and focusing in on the University of Lethbridge Pronghorns. It is time for our Sportsnet 960 Honor Roll. And to kick us off on the Honor Roll today, we say hello to Neil at the U of L to give us a little bit more on the Pronghorns this season and overall. Hello, Neil. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thanks for having us.
Hey, no problem, and happy to do it. Tell us about the last couple of months in U Sports Athletic Department. What has Pronghorns Athletics been like the last couple of months?
Well, we're in a little bit of a changeover in the last little bit. We've revamped our whole department. We've kind of split from recreation, and so now we're just on our own, and our athletes, just like everybody, they're itching to get back on the fields and on the courts, and as many have said, it's kind of a unique time in life.
Tell us about planning for next season. I know there have been some mandates put down for Canada West scheduling and so on and so forth, but just because next year is so unknown, what is planning for a floating date or a moving target look like right now?
Yeah, you know what? I've been really impressed with the Canada West Conference overall. They've done a really great job of making sure that they consider, you know, student safety and just getting back on the fields. So right now we're roughly going to be about 2/3 of our schedule, a little bit delayed, and you know, as things change in each province, we're really hoping to get a little bit closer out there. Many of our athletes have been in great contact with coaches and our strength and conditioning teams, so they've been hard at it, even though, as you said, it's nothing firm yet.
So what else are we, like, in terms of just this year for MRU Athletics, U of L Athletics, because we were talking to MRU last week, and they were talking about the sense of incompletion, and SAIT felt the exact same way. This, from an athletic standpoint at the U of L, what is the sense of incompletion feel like, and how has everybody dealt with that?
Yeah, you know, that sense is real. You know, our coaches have done a really good job with their teams and the athletes here. We have a unique brand of athletes. They're very proud of the school. You know, we are smaller in size of the campus. So the players, the athletes are really friends, and they're quite tight with one another. And, yeah, the sentiment is a sense of loss. But on the other side, it's also let's look at the positive and, you know, we're still healthy right now, most of us, and we're let's go forward and see what we can do in the coming years.
Neil at the U of L is with us on our University of Lethbridge Honor Roll. So tell us a little bit more about Pronghorn Athletics. What is offered? What is available for a potential collegiate athlete who's looking to continue doing what they do athletically post-secondary wise? What is offered at the U of L?
Well, we've been a school here for a while that's had, you know, basketball is kind of really a key sport for Southern Alberta. We're quite proud of both our men's and women's basketball teams. We also have our soccer teams, both men's and women's soccer. We have a women's rugby team, which also the head coach, we have a team that's very competitive. We have as well our track team, you know, is consistently in the medals at U Sport with primarily throwing events, but lately a lot more track events and the jumps and sprints. We did, unfortunately, due to budget cuts this year, we did have to say goodbye to our hockey teams, and that's hurt our community quite a bit. But as I said, we're really trying to deal with our community and move forward. And we think athletics here in Lethbridge is a great way to do that.
And a final thought for you, just tell us a little bit about, you know, support and being an athlete and what it's like being a pronghorn and the school spirit, all that type of stuff. Tell us kind of the feel of being on the U of L campus and how that relates to athletics.
Yeah, like you said, we're a small campus, and so, you know, the athletes really are part of the community and the campus here, and there is that pride. Our attendance might shock some people in Calgary that our community does come out to many events. We have amongst the highest attendance in the whole conference. We kind of have a competitive spirit, just of the fans that come as well. It's our basketball nights are particularly not a great place for other teams to come. They don't always enjoy the atmosphere here, although it's a wonderful atmosphere.
Neil, appreciate this, my friend. Looking forward to talking to a couple of your athletes in just a couple of seconds, including one of your basketball players in just mere moments. But, keep the faith. Hopefully you're able to be back playing pretty close to as normal in the fall. Really appreciate you spending some time with us and giving us a little bit more on being a University of Lethbridge Pronghorn. Thanks for this.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for the time.
That is Neil from the U of L. We're focusing in on the Pronghorns today on our Sportsnet 960 Honor Roll. And Neil just talked about being a basketball player and how it's not always the friendliest to be the opponent coming into Lethbridge to take on the Pronghorns. Well, let's say hello to a member of the U of L men's basketball team. Chad Oviatt is with us this afternoon. Chad, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Tell us a little bit more about home court advantage as a Pronghorn.
Yeah, you know, playing at the U of L, it's always exciting. There's always a ton of people out and supporting us. And I don't know, it's just a great feeling having the sport behind you and having that pushing you forward in a game.
How are things right now for you? And you were able to finish your season, but just, you know, training has probably been interrupted. And just like everybody athletically, things are a little bit different. But tell us about what this whole situation has been like for you.
I've kind of enjoyed it, to be honest. I've been able to spend a bit of time with my family, and I just had a baby this last February, so it's been good to spend time with her. And but yeah, training wise it's been hard to get things going. I've been working out at home and stuff, but yeah, it's been a bit harder to do that without a team atmosphere.
How would you look back on this year for your group, Chad? I mean, you had yourself a pretty successful regular season, playoff eligible. You make it to the quarterfinals in Canada West. Just how do you look back on the season on the court for your group?
I mean, we obviously would have liked to have gone farther, but I think overall we had a successful season. A lot of the guys on the team really enjoyed themselves, and I know we kind of exceeded expectations. But yeah, it was a fun season. I think we did all right for ourselves.
The entire team had themselves a pretty good year, but you as well. Second year for you as a member of the U of L. How would you rate your individual season?
It's hard to rate myself, but I was just excited to be a part of the team, and I feel like I performed well. But I think at basketball, it's really a team sport, so I just kind of did my role and tried to work as hard as I could, and yeah, things went well.
Well, pretty decent year for your group. What does the outlook look like for next season? I know that we don't know exactly what next season is going to look like, but just from a straight up on the court standpoint, how do the Pronghorns shape up for next year?
I'm excited for next year. We got a new coach, and we got a few new guys coming in, and we got a good core guys that are returning. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think we'll exceed expectations again. And yeah, it's just kind of frustrating not knowing what's going to happen, but yeah, hopefully we'll have a season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, it seems like things are moving in a positive direction. So fingers crossed in that respect. Chad Oviatt's with us of the U of L men's basketball team. So how'd you, you started playing, post-secondary basketball at Concordia before making your way to the University of Lethbridge. So tell us about your journey to Lethbridge.
Yeah. So My first year, my high school basketball coach was assistant at Concordia, and he kind of got me to start playing there. And then playoffs happened to be at the Lethbridge College that year. And, yeah, I went down. We didn't do as good as we thought we would down there, but I felt like I performed pretty well. And the head coach at U of L happened to see me, Mike Hansen, and, yeah, he gave me a call and asked if I wanted to come down. And, yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
What has it been like in 2 years at the University of Lethbridge? How have you enjoyed it?
I've loved it. It's definitely a different atmosphere. It's more so like a family, especially being a part of a team and stuff. But yeah, it's been a really exciting atmosphere to play in, and yeah, I've loved it.
So tell us about kind of the student athlete life. I mean, you're doing your undergrad, you're focusing on your studies, but you're also playing. Tell us about the kind of school sport balance being a Pronghorn.
Yeah. School has kind of been my motivation to play. But yeah, it's kind of hard to figure out and balance all the work you have to do and then go to practice and then games and then you're away missing classes sometimes. And yeah, it's hard to find that balance, but as long as you just keep on top of things, I don't find it too difficult to be playing sports and going to school at the same time.
What's your undergrad? What are you studying?
I'm just in a Bachelor of Science degree right now. I'm trying to get into the ed program at the U of L, but
okay.
Yeah, that's my plan right now. Yeah.
So what is the long-term plan then, career-wise? Like, what do you focus in on?
Right now the plan is to be a teacher and try to pass that knowledge around. I'd like to be a coach, eventually, but we'll see if that actually works out.
So you want to do the education route and then maybe parlay that into being like a junior high school coach, something like that?
Yeah, I think that would be really fun and yeah.
What kind of coach would you be? Like, are you a pretty vocal guy? Would you be like, I'm curious as to how Chad the coach would be.
My teammates around me, they'd attest to me not being too vocal, but yeah, I don't know. I'd have to figure that out.
Well, Chad, congratulations on a really good season on the court this year. Fingers crossed that we're able to see Canada West back in action as per scheduled this fall, and you're back on the court with your teammates. So really appreciate you putting the spotlight on U of L men's basketball today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
That is Chad Oviatt of the University of Lethbridge on the men's basketball team. And as we continuing putting the spotlight on the Pronghorns today on our Sportsnet 960 Honor Roll, we focus from on the court to on the field, and we focus in on the rugby team and say hello to Keegan Brantner of the U of L rugby team. Keegan, appreciate you doing this today. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us and putting the spotlight on. Tell us about the year as a U of L rugby player and how the season went for the team.
Yeah, we had a pretty good start to our season. We had a few exhibition games that went well, and we had our first game against Calgary, and unfortunately one of our captain actually had an injury, so that was not ideal for our season right from the get-go, but we transitioned quite smoothly and had a pretty good run, and we lost actually in the semifinals to Calgary by a kick to go to U Sports, so we were pretty heartbroken about that, but it was an overall pretty good season.
So there's been a little bit of time that has passed since that tough loss to the Dinos. Does it feel a little bit more like you can look back on the season with a lot of pride as opposed to that heartbreak kind of being the first thing you think of?
I think that game was mainly what we look back to and remember. But, yeah, there is a lot of pride and good memories coming from this past season. But I think coming up for next season, we really want to, make up for it and make it to Nationals.
How are you feeling just about, look, next season we don't know when it's going to start and the whole thing is up in the air with the worldwide situation we're living in right now, but how do you look ahead to next year and how do you see the team shaping up?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of uncertainty with the upcoming season, but I think it's really important that Our whole team maintains focus in our training and preparation during this time and come into the season just ready to go.
No doubt about it. We're talking with Keegan Brantner of the U of L women's rugby team today, and I'm really curious as to your overall path to the U of L. So you're a Tabor product originally. So tell us about how you go from Tabor to joining the Pronghorns.
Yeah, I'm from Tabor, and I started playing rugby in grade 9. And one summer, I decided to try out for Rugby Alberta, and I was very fortunate to make the team. Randy Ross was our coach with that team, and she actually was the one who encouraged me to go to the U of L. I was kind of debating between a few other schools that I had contacted, and she was like, "You'll be very happy with the U of L," and it was close to home, and I'm very happy with my decision to come here.
So when you started playing rugby in grade 9, like how did you get into it? What attracted you to the sport? How did that all come about?
I actually did not want to play. My mom kind of pushed me out of the vehicle and was like, you should play. You'll be like pretty good at it. And once I got out there, I really enjoyed it. And I actually had quite like a good skill set for it. So I picked it up that way, but I was not too eager to play.
No, so it was not something that was high on your list. But was it instantly though? Like as soon as you started playing, was it something you're like, hey, you know what? I was probably wrong about this.
Yeah, I definitely caught on pretty quick and got onto the rules, and I very much enjoy the sport and all the camaraderie that comes with it.
Well, and here you are. You've already represented Canada once, and you were one of the bright stars in the sport in this country. Tell us about representing Canada at the U20s last year.
It was an awesome experience. It was a great group, and the coaching staff was phenomenal, and I was very fortunate to get to represent Canada again and be named the U20 Canada captain for that tour. It was a great tour, and I learned so much.
So what is the, because here you are, you're pursuing a career in education, right?
In kinesiology, actually.
Okay, in Kines. Okay, so when you, and that's a big time commitment, and there's a lot that goes into that. So how do you balance a really bright future athletically? Because chances are that you know, representing Canada in the future is very much in your cards, but also with the career that you've chosen. How do you balance, and how do you see continuing to balance down the road?
I think it was really important for me to come up with a good schedule and staying on track with that, and as well as asking for help or guidance when I needed it and utilizing our support systems that we have at the U of L. Our women's rugby team is fortunate enough to have a really strong study hall that is very beneficial, especially coming in for first years, as well as making connections with my professors. That has been really key for me moving forward in my degree.
So is representing Canada and continuing the rugby career after the U of L, is that very much on your radar?
Yeah, I would definitely like to continue my rugby career after the U of L. I'd like to potentially go play internationally for a season and strive to make it to the World Cup one year.
So what would the process be? How would you enact that plan and be able to go play internationally? What would be the steps that go into that? That's fascinating to me.
I guess just maintaining my training and like connecting our coach Neil and my U20 coach Jack has quite a few connections over there. So making a connection with the team and hoping that they have a spot for an international player and building my skill set while I'm there and hopefully crack a senior women roster. I have a couple of friends who play overseas internationally, and it's a really good program for them to develop their skills and get to play at a high level.
So where are we talking about?
Likely in England or France, ideally.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool. That would be very cool if that could happen, and it sure does look like you're on the right track. Well, before we let you go, Keegan, just tell us about life on campus, being an athlete, school support, playing as a U of L Pronghorn. Just give us a thought on the experience of playing at U of L.
Being a U of L Pronghorn is awesome. I love our campus, and I love our faculty in the Pronghorn Athletics, and we're just such a tight community between all of the teams. Everyone has friends and relationships within all of the teams, and we all support each other and want each other to do very successful in all of our seasons. And it's just a great campus and a great environment to be part of.
Keegan, congratulations on a great season, and good luck going into next season. Good luck all in the future as you continue your career in rugby and also with the career outside of rugby. Really appreciate you doing this afternoon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That is Keegan Brantner of the U of L rugby team. We spoke to Chad Oviatt of the men's basketball team. And with Pronghorn Athletics, we spoke to Neil as well. And that is another edition of your Sportsnet 960 Honor Roll.